Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Barbershops and hair salons are allowed to reopen across the state starting Monday with an array of limitations on how they operate. Owners say doing business while maintaining social distancing will be a challenge. In Boston, a city councilor is launching training sessions to help barbers and stylists navigate the new COVID-19 order. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The reopening guidelines include points on social distancing, hygiene, and cleaning, as well as staffing and operations. Dorchester hairstylist Shanita Clark says it's daunting to have to navigate the rules on your own. But thanks to a new initiative aimed at helping business owners like her, she doesn't have to do it alone.
We were going through the new regulations, and there's so much stuff. Granted, when you're in hair school, you learn sanitation. But this is on a different level. And I feel like a program like this is extremely necessary to help get everybody in the community or in this industry on the same page.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, barbers and hairdressers belong to the single hardest hit sector in the country. They have an unemployment rate of over 50%. City Councilor Julia Mejia chairs the council's Small Business Committee, but her initiative is somewhat unorthodox. It's not a formal city program, and she's partnering with an advocacy group to finance the initiative to help Black and Latino business owners who have been asking for help. Mejia says half the sessions will be in English and half will be in Spanish. It took just a day for the Spanish trainings to be fully booked. The program is for businesses in Boston, but Mejia even got requests from Latino barbershops as far away as Brockton and Lawrence. The goal, she says, is to help them adapt to a new way of doing business.
They will be able to receive an emblem that they'll be able to put on their window, which says that they're COVID certified ready. And it's also a great marketing tool to help the community feel safer about walking into some of these businesses.
Services like eyebrow trimming and manicures are not allowed under the state's reopening guidelines, and chairs need to be kept at least 6 feet apart. That could severely disrupt some operations, says former hair salon owner Christine Lindor. She runs the management consulting firm that's working with Mejia on the project. Lindor says some businesses have sophisticated operations and will be better able to adapt.
But then you have another side of the spectrum within the same community where they don't have a website. You know, they're going to have to go from being cash only to incorporating some sort of contactless payment method. They're going to go from being completely walk-in, where there's usually like a full jam-packed waiting room, to having to go by appointment and staggering employee shifts.
The ultimate question now is, will the shops be able to make a profit while offering a limited amount of services and serving fewer customers? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.